Welcome to This is Bliss. My name is Arlana, and I will be your host as we explore the path of walking along our highest soul's journey. Today we're going to talk about the importance of ritual in our lives. We all have them. Some are healthy, some not so much. Some are ingrained into us so much that we don't even know that we are doing them, while others are still in the formation stage. Some we learned from our parents, or that we developed because we needed to make changes in our lives. You probably don't even realize how many times or how many things you do unconsciously every day that may be affecting our effectiveness at work or our ability to focus. Our bodies love ritual. Without even looking at the clock, we know that it's lunchtime or it's supper time. And if you go to bed at the same time every night, your body just knows when it's time. Same with waking up in the morning. When the things we do over and over again become accustomed to our daily lives, it becomes part of our daily routine. When we are aware of our rituals, we can identify habits and lifestyle makers that may be affecting the quality of our day-to-day life. I have personally developed some purposeful rituals to help me deal with stress in my life so I can find peace of mind when I need to, say, get a good night's sleep. This is how I make a conscious effort to positively use routine and ritual in my life. My morning routine is waking up, hopefully on my own, before the alarm clock. I turn on the kettle for my morning coffee, and then I climb back into bed to reflect on what I have coming up that day and set the tone for my day by giving thanks and making sure I have a smile on my face. By then, I officially get out of bed, ready to face the day, well, at least ready to move to phase two. My next goal is to catch up with family and friends through emails and on Facebook while I enjoy that morning coffee. Then I retreat to my living room to do some breathing, yoga, stretching. I end this part of my morning ritual with a short meditation to fully let go of expectations, to re-energize my chakras, realign all my energies, and to ground myself to the earth for that sense of calm and the ability to deal with anything that comes my way throughout the day. On days when I do not make at least an effort to get into my own personal zone of calm and grounding first thing in the morning, I find that I can't hold that point of zen as long. Challenges creep in and expectations come to light, both from outside influences and from within myself. Oftentimes, I will have to take a 5-minute refresher to get back to my own balance point, just to stay grounded and focused on that feeling of bliss. If I am too relaxed in my practice and I don't make an effort for a few days in a row, I notice a huge difference in my ability to deal with these issues when they arise, and I find I am more tired by the end of the day, as it seems it expends more energy to have to deal with the little things. Your mind and your body learn quickly to respond eagerly to the implementation of ritual. Be aware of the habits that are not serving you. Be aware of the things that you may be encouraging or supporting on a regular basis that are sending unconscious messages to your mind and body to simply create a suggested reaction. The real power of creating ritual that gives your mind and body a sense that everything is as it should be, on track. It can be the cue to return to that state of calm or grounding that will get you through anything that tries to disrupt your day. Your awareness is key to making the changes that will give you back the power that you may be feeling you have lost in both the little and the big moments of your day-to-day life. Take some time to recognize the daily things you do and how they may be influencing you in making these decisions, and how a simple moment of regrounding and recalibration might help you to deal with these moments, these challenges, and reflect on a more positive outcome.
Thank you for joining me here today. I look forward to sharing more insights with you in the coming days. Look for me on social media as Arlana Insights and the podcast This is Bliss. Please share and follow. Blessings and namaste.
Today we're going to talk about the importance of ritual in our lives. We all have them. Some are healthy, some not so much. Some are ingrained into us so much that we don't even know that we are doing them, while others are still in the formation stage. Some we learn from our parents, or that we develop because we needed to make changes in our lives. You probably don't even realize how many times or how many things you do unconsciously every day that may be affecting our effectiveness at work or our ability to focus. Our bodies love ritual. Without even looking at the clock, we know that it's lunchtime or it's supper time. And if you go to bed at the same time every night, your body just knows when it's time. Same with waking up in the morning. When the things we do over and over again become accustomed to our daily lives, it becomes part of our daily routine. When we are aware of our rituals, we can identify habits and lifestyle makers that may be affecting the quality of our day-to-day life. I have personally developed some purposeful rituals to help me deal with stress in my life so I can find peace of mind when I need to, say, get a good night's sleep. This is how I make a conscious effort to positively use routine and ritual in my life. My morning routine is waking up, hopefully on my own, before the alarm clock. I turn on the kettle for my morning coffee, and then I climb back into bed to reflect on what I have coming up that day and set the tone for my day by giving thanks and making sure I have a smile on my face. By then, I officially get out of bed, ready to face the day, well, at least ready to move to phase two. My next goal is to catch up with family and friends through emails and on Facebook while I enjoy that morning coffee. Then I retreat to my living room to do some breathing, yoga, stretching. I end this part of my morning ritual with a short meditation to fully let go of expectations, to re-energize my chakras, realign all my energies, and to ground myself to the earth for that sense of calm and the ability to deal with anything that comes my way throughout the day. On days when I do not make at least an effort to get into my own personal zone of calm and grounding first thing in the morning, I find that I can't hold that point of Zen as long. Challenges creep in and expectations come to light, both from outside influences and from within myself. Oftentimes, I will have to take a 5-minute refresher to get back to my own balance point, just to stay grounded and focused on that feeling of bliss. If I am too relaxed in my practice and I don't make an effort for a few days in a row, I notice a huge difference in my ability to deal with these issues when they arise, and I find I am more tired by the end of the day, as it seems it expends more energy to have to deal with the little things. Your mind and your body learn quickly to respond eagerly to the implementation of ritual. Be aware of the habits that are not serving you. Be aware of the things that you may be encouraging or supporting on a regular basis that are sending unconscious messages to your mind and body to simply create a suggested reaction. The real power of creating ritual that gives your mind and body a sense that everything is as it should be, on track. It can be the cue to return to that state of calm or grounding that will get you through anything that tries to disrupt your day. Your awareness is key to making the changes that will give you back the power that you may be feeling you have lost in both the little and the big moments of your day-to-day life. Take some time to recognize the daily things you do and how they may be influencing you in making these decisions, and how a simple moment of regrounding and recalibration might help you to deal with these moments, these challenges, and reflect on a more positive outcome. Blessings to you. Enjoy your week.